Discussing the bracha gomel. So again, that's ratio tes. And we're up to ches. So last time we discussed the difference between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. And that is, the general discussion is brachas gomel, benching gomel as we call it. So Sfardim, if they go from city to city, so they would bench gomel, as long as it's farther than a parsa, because the roads were dangerous. It's like today, the roads are dangerous. Ashkenazim didn't. Sfardim say that the reason is because tefilas haderech and gomel are linked. Ashkenazim say no, there's no necessarily such a linkage. Today, we'll see another difference between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Ches. Somebody mentioned to me last time that they daven in a Sfardi shul. They're Sfardi, and they happen to be here. Come around. And they mentioned that every time somebody gets up, benches gomel, and whoever they announce, and then people answer amen. Here we'll see another reason why, amongst, again, travel was in Zion. So Sfardim bench gomel more often on shorter travel than Ashkenazim would. But in Ches, we'll see more than that. Bechol choli sarach levarach afilu eno mecholi shel sakana. Mechaber holds, in other words, Sfardim would hold, that again, one of the categories of people who would bench gomel is travel people is one. One is a person gets sick. What's considered sick? How sick is sick? For gomel. So Mechaber says, person sick, even if there was no sakana. Velo maka shachol, there's no internal injury. Ela kosha ol lamita v'yarad, person had to go into bed. They were sick enough they had to go into bed. And they were there. Mipnei shedome kemisha olol legardo, because it's like a person, as Rambam explains, was put on judgment to be judged, lidon, to be judged, and it was very serious. Same thing here, a person was in bed, they were so sick, they had to be in bed, and they were sick enough that they had to be in bed for a while. So even if it wasn't something so big, still, the ein hefresh bein sheish bel mechush kavua, doesn't make a difference if it's a common thing, a recurrent, a chronic thing. Baal mizman lizman comes to the person, and even if it's not such a common thing for this person, it's not a chronic thing for this person. The Mishbur explains, according to his first opinion, that really, if it's chronic, we can understand it's a problem, but also if it's sudden, a person gets sick, that could be worse than chronic, in a way. So you could hear it either way. So the first opinion says it doesn't make a difference. So again, there's a whole discussion. According to this first opinion, let's say a person had fever. So again, if they had a fever, so according to this opinion, if they were sick enough, they were in bed, they would maybe have to bench gomel. The Rama says, this is probably why you're scratching your head about this. The second opinion says no. You only make a birchas gomel only if there was some type of danger, some type of internal injury, something like that, and then you go to the next page. Ashkenaz. That's what Ashkenazim do. Anything that has to be something serious. So the Mishnah Berurah says, again, sometimes we go, we'll discuss it in a little while. We go by the Magen Gevurim says that anything that would be Mechal Shabbos for. Anything that would be Mechal Shabbos for. So then you'd have to bench Gomel on that. Person had such a type of illness, and that happened again, maybe it didn't happen on Shabbos, but on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is. But hypothetically, if we would be Mechal Shabbos for that type of illness, so then the person would bench Gomel. Now, there's an interesting Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha talks about an opinion of the Taz, that the Taz holds that if the person was sick for 3 days, so that would be considered serious. A person sick for 3 days. We can imagine even that today. And most of the time, people sick for a day or two, you know, like, but a person sick for 3 days. In fact, there's a halacha in Hilchos Bikur Cholim, Simon Shin Lamed Hei, that as far as Bikur Cholim is concerned, that people are close to the person, visit the person right away, but normally we're not running to be Mavakar Cholim unless the person's sick for 3 days. So by Bikur Cholim, the halacha is person sick for 3 days, that's serious. People were not, you know, so tight. People are not really close to the person, so they would go be mavak rechola. So Taz wants to say the same thing would be here, by Gomel. But the Bir Halacha says that it's not so clear that necessarily there's a linkage between Bir Kecholim and benching Gomel. So rather, the Bir Halacha says, if it's something internal, or if it's a fever, but an unusual fever, not just your regular run-of-the-mill fever, something like that. Hecha da'arofim orim shuhu mesukan. That's basically what we go. The doctors say, this is serious. This is dangerous. This is serious. So then, for that person, that person would have to bench Goma. That person would have to bench Goma. But again, don't forget about the first opinion. So now we can understand, you know, the Svardim are, I assume, are more, I don't want to say lenient, liberal, whatever, about benching Gomel for an illness. Now you can imagine, you know, somebody's sick for, you know, I don't know how long, you know, so then they would bench Gomel. So then potentially you can have a lot of people, you know, especially flu season or something, you know, benching Gomel. You have a few people benching Gomel. So that makes sense what the guy said last week, that, you know, so they have a designated Gomel bencher or whatever, however you call it. And so again, maybe even according to Svardim, it could be that, you know, like, was he sick? Was he really that sick? You know, like, again, even though they're more liberal about illness, but still, so one guy makes Gomel, maybe, you know, who really for sure has to bench Gomel. And then he covers all the people, maybe based on it, you know, like, that's something during the week and they weren't feeling well. Okay, so that's another idea. Good, we'll maybe finish this. Finish the idea tomorrow.